Yes, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. This is Now We're Talking. I'm your host, Jeff Bryant. Back in the studio, Keith is here with me. And Keith, you were doing some research, as I mentioned in last week's show, on two cultural phenomena in February that both happened on Sundays in February, the Oscars and the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And that was the nature of your absence. It gave me a couple chances to do the show on my own in February. I enjoyed it for what it was, but it's definitely better when you're here. So thanks for coming back from the phenomena.
Thank you.
Yeah, is there anything that you want to clue us in on with the phenomena? How did you enjoy the Oscars last week?
Every time you say phenomena, I think of a couple of different things. But one is this wonderful Dario Argento movie called Phenomenon.
Okay.
That nobody's ever seen. It has Jennifer Connelly when she's young.
Yeah.
And it's about her being able to control insects.
Okay.
It was released here as Creepers in America.
Sure.
Anyway, it just keeps popping in my head every time I hear anything, any form of that word.
So between that phenomenon and LL Cool J's Something Like a Phenomenon, mm-hmm. that's two phenomena.
Yeah. And also, what's that? There's a John Travolta movie too, isn't there?
I hope so, just to complete the triumvirate.
I think it's Phenomena is his movie.
Yes.
And no one saw it. It's like Powder, but worse.
Yes. Well, this week I decided, and then I talked to you about this today, that we want to pursue some themes for the show. And this week, it revealed itself to me at the last minute today, because, of course, here in Vancouver, we're here in March. We had quite a bit of snow at the beginning of February that sustained itself for over a week, which is unusual here. And here we go again in March, and we're getting... I thought it would snow a little bit this morning and then it would all go away, but it's just all day it was quite persistent. But I'm not deterred by this because I'm aware of the fact that the clocks are changing next Sunday morning. I think it's at 2 a.m. And for me, I don't know if I've talked to you about this before, Keith, or if talked about it on the show, but for me, there's no question in mind that's my favorite day of the year. For some people, it's their birthday or Christmas or whatever, but I know for me it's that day because I love the fact that in a single day, it gets darker and a full hour later. A lot of people complain about daylight saving time because it means they've got to get up early for work on Monday or whatever. I don't care about that. I want the extra sunlight. So I know that when we do the show next week, that will have already happened. And us doing the show from 6 to 7 means that when we leave the studio, it will be light. And I remember when we started the show last June, it was light because it was the middle of summer. It was in June when we started. So I'm so excited that that's happening. And today, when I saw how bleak and miserable it was outside, I'm excited about the light, Keith. I've talked a lot about the darkness last year for myself. Mm-hmm. So it's a metaphor. It's literal. It feels great. And what I want to do this week, and there's a few suggestions you gave me earlier, and I compiled some songs and just live inside of this sun theme and fully embrace my passion for the light. How does that sound?
It sounds terrible. I'm out of here.
What, Keith? Oh, you just bang on the microphone. That's not going to allow you to leave the premises.
That wasn't a good facsimile of me getting up and leaving?
It's hard to say. I feel like the headphones I have aren't as rich as they usually are, so I'll have to check it on the playback.
I didn't practice beforhand.
That's fair. It's, you're not a Foley artist.
That's true.
But you could be.
Mm-hmm.
Folks.
I could do anything.
You're listening to CITR. It's Now We're Talking. I'm Jeff. This is Keith. We're going to play some songs related to the sun, but the last 2 weeks there was a lot of music and and less talk. We're going to play some songs, but we're going to be catching up and talking as well. So we made our list of sun-related songs, and we just kind of thought, this is the most cliché-ic one. Let's just dive in to this basically iconic sun song about the sun emerging. It's of course Here Comes the Sun.
The sun, do do do. Here comes the sun, and I say it's all right.
There it is. Here Comes the Sun by the Beatles. If you've been listening the last couple of weeks, you'll know that this show, Now We're Talking, which has almost exclusively been talk and basically no music except for the intro and outro theme music. The last couple of weeks, I played a lot of music, starting with my own songs 2 weeks ago, and then last week played some songs that inspired me. And I talked, you know, last week, of course, how am I not going to play a Beatles song? And I did explain, you know, the degree of my worshipdom of the Beatles. Is that the right word, Keith?
Exactly the right word.
Okay, good. Whoops, Keith, I turned your microphone off and now it's back on. Is that the right word?
Exactly the right word.
Thank you very much. I knew what you said, but the people did not know and they deserve to know. Anyway, you can listen last week if you need to hear me talk about that more. But how could I possibly play music and not play a Beatles song? It's in my DNA. So right off the top, that's George Harrison's classic song, Here Comes the Sun. That was actually, Keith, for George Harrison, he'd spent so many years, you know, in the shadow of John and Paul, and I think pretty resentful about it. And it was really cool. I think that he got to do that. That was his first A-side, you know, after like one single after the next for, I think, 5 or 6 years, always John or Paul. Mm-hmm. And that song was so great that they just had to acknowledge that. And even though they were still writing amazing songs of their own, it was the best song wins, and it was that one. So that's an aspect of, you know, Beatles folk history that we can acknowledge
there. There's sort of a whole subculture of Beatles fans that are big George Harrison fans, right? Like, first and foremost.
Yeah, it's interesting. You know, for me, I've always been, I've had a preference for John Lennon, but, you know, the older I get, the more I get why George Harrison is that choice for people. Yeah, there's definitely like an old soul.
Yeah.
From an early age, too, not just in the latter 60s, but I think from an early age, he's kind of an old soul.
Yeah, and it's cool to think of what dynamic that played, because we always think of these duos of music. Everyone knows lots of examples, but we're talking about McCartney and Lennon, and they get a lot of credit, but you wonder if Harrison wasn't there, maybe it wouldn't have worked the way it did.
Yeah, for his personality and for his guitar work and all that stuff. Definitely easily underrated, for sure.
Yeah.
So if you're just tuning in, this is Now We're Talking, but of course, Now We're Talking, I don't know if it's temporary or not, but it's kind of morphing vaguely into a little bit of a music show, because I'm enjoying this, Keith. I'm enjoying the opportunity to play cool songs and for you and I to like sit back and listen to them in this awesome studio. It's kind of fun. So moving forward, when we're finding themes for the show, I think it can't hurt, whether it's today we're going to play a handful of songs, but even just to play a couple songs.
Yeah, well, I've always sort of thought that we might be able to find that. I'm the kind of person who comes from a very musical family, but I had a sort of a temporary backlash to that.
Okay.
My family, everyone's musical to some degree, and lots of people love music. I think everybody does, you know, professes to love music. My family are, I don't want to be too derogatory, but they're kind of jerks about it.
About music?
They're a bit elitist.
They're snobs?
Yeah, they're a bit snobby about it.
In terms of the music they enjoy?
Like everything about music.
Really?
It really defines them in a way that's is different than most people.
Interesting.
And they... it kind of turned me off a little bit.
Interesting.
And so for years and years, I used to say, people would talk about music, I was like, I don't know that much of music, I don't care. But the problem is the snob's in my DNA. Like, it's in there.
Right.
And so I've been trying to get more into music in a healthy way.
We're
going to
exercise.
It.
We both have our own demons that we can maybe be exercising. Because, I've talked about how last year for me was kind of like taking a break from being a musician and having a lot of blockages and resistance to it. And now this is helping me to work through it, because I realize I'm in a radio station where we can play music and we can share that. I think that would be cool for it to be part of the show and to hear that you have demons that need to be exercised. We can exercise together.
Yay. Well, yeah. I do. I mean, I
can sweat.
I often write lists about music on my blog, and I've been trying to explore through that. And then I have a few friends who I specifically have told this to. Not the whole world knows, but I've told this my story to.
Not the whole world. Let's not get ahead of ourselves.
Well.
Although the podcast in time could be listened to by the whole world.
So it won't date us. So people listen back to this when we only had 12 to 13 listeners.
Yeah.
But I've told a few friends, and I try to then have conversations about music with them, like purposefully. I attempt to talk about music with them just to get it into my lexicon.
Yeah.
Because it is healthy. I forget. I don't listen to music for weeks. I'm not the kind of person who just turns it on when I'm doing things.
Yeah.
And so I forget. And then I turn music on, or I hear it somewhere, and I go, oh my God, this feels good. So I need to keep reminding myself that it's it can heal and it can make me feel good.
Yeah, what a concept that it can feel good. That's one of the songs I played last week. I feel like I'm just spending the show talking about last week, but I did enjoy doing the show last week, and I played a song called Ahead by a Century by the Tragically Hip, which, of course, if you know the Tragically Hip, I think that was actually one of their biggest songs. There's so many classic songs, but I think that was one of their top charting songs. But I talked about how I remember, I think I was 15 or 16, I was at my brother's apartment and I was there alone, and I think he just got this album, and then maybe I was playing through all the tracks and I was like, what's this one? And I just played it over and over and over again because it made me feel something.
Yeah.
And I wanted to keep feeling that way.
Yeah.
And just remembering that sort of innocence or that the purity of that passion and enjoyment.
Yeah.
It's such a, whatever it takes to experience that, if it's through music, that feels constructive and healthy as opposed to heroin or something.
Yeah.
And yeah, so that's what it was for me, was just listening to it over and over because it just made me feel something.
Yeah, it was fun to hear you talk about that because I think we can all relate to that. And that in particular, not only is that also one of my favorite Tragically Hip songs, one of our listeners, Anthony, told me that he actually posted on Facebook about how he loved that song, and I think he quoted you something when he could curl up in this song.
Oh, cool.
Or something. And I was like, that's
was
so
it coincidental
cool.
Or because he'd heard it on the, he was reminded of the song through
yeah,
the show?
Yeah, he heard it on the show.
Oh,
and
cool,
thought,
cool.
Oh, I love that song. And then I thought, oh my god, that's my favorite of their song too.
Yeah.
So there's sort of like
yeah, there's a world to that song which I don't even know exactly what's being expressed in the lyrics, but it's just it's comfy in there.
It's wonderful.
It's
it
comfy.
Really is.
Yeah.
It's a special song.
Yeah. So we've got a few more songs in mind to play, and why don't we dive in with the next one? This is a classic sort of, you know, classic pub fare. But do you know other songs by the Violent Femmes, Keith? Or is that one of those one-hit wonders where we know the name of the band because we know the song?
Yeah, I do not.
Okay. The expression, I wish you could have seen Keith's expression because I was expecting like a lengthy essay on this band, but just the look on your face.
I love how I sold that joke only to you.
No, it definitely worked, and I hope that I explained the power of that joke to the listeners.
Yeah.
Well, here it is. It's a classic. It's called Blister in the Sun. Blister in the Sun, The Violent Femmes. Is it Violent Femmes or The Violent Femmes? I talked about this last week when I talked about the band Odds.
Mm-hmm.
They're technically called Odds, just like Ramones are Ramones.
Yeah.
But I find, you know, I love the Odds or Odds. I love Ramones or the Ramones. But come on, it's a bit obnoxious to think that you cannot have a the in front of your name. It's just going to cause confusion for everybody, isn't it?
Yeah, well, it almost doesn't matter because people are going to say the anyway.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a little bit contrarian.
I think it is The Violent Femmes, but...
Yeah.
Again,
I think I
proved that we're going to say that anyway.
Yeah, I think I just copy and pasted it wrong into iTunes. I'm sure it's The Violent Femmes. It's got to be. If you're just tuning in, folks, you're listening to Now We're Talking / Now We're Playing Some Music. And the theme this week is just acknowledging that the clocks are going to change soon. This is a phenomenon that applies throughout North America, but not in Saskatchewan. Do you know that? Are you aware of that?
Yeah, I've heard that.
It's weird, right?
Yeah.
I mean, if I'd done more research and if I was more prepared, I could explain to you the whole history of daylight saving time. I think that the urban legend is has something to do with farming.
Yeah.
But for whatever reason, it never took in Saskatchewan. So there's people out there, they know who they are, who are from Saskatchewan, who grew up without that experience, which is a more natural experience of the clocks not artificially changing. And then if they move elsewhere in North America and they don't even know about that, then people have to, it's like, it would be like the Twilight Zone to wake up and it's a different time. And people are like, yeah, you didn't know we changed the clocks last night. Like if you didn't know what that
was. Go back to Saskatchewan.
It would blow your mind. But I think it's a good thing. I think it's a good thing we do that because, you know, this time of year, I've looked this up, Keith. This is, I don't know if you know, this is how serious I am about the days getting longer. I literally, there's a website that I go to that breaks it all down for me, like how many more minutes and seconds we gain per day at a certain time of year. You know, obviously, it's some of that's in the morning and in the evening. And this is the time of year where it's the most prolific. It's about 3 to 3.5 minutes per day we're gaining. So you're already getting that.
Mm-hmm.
And then you add on that extra hour, then you go from these sort of like dark February, early March days to, oh my God, spring and summer are on the horizon. Yeah. And that means that Keith and Jeff will be wearing shorts and flip-flops. Mm-hmm.
Making daisy chains.
We won't be huddled over and doubled over. Yeah. We'll just be casual. Like we'll have our shoulders rolled back. Roll back.
We could even wear Speedos.
We could roll each other's shoulders back.
Oh, that's nice.
And just enjoy.
I got to ask you a question.
Please.
Did me mentioning Speedos bring that to the
forefront? It was on deck, if you will.
Okay.
And then it's,
so we were slowly in that whole scenario.
That whole
less clothes, more touching.
That whole area.
We're sweaty in this, aren't we?
Yeah.
Super sweaty.
It was on deck, and then you kind of threw me that, you kind of like put it on the tee, and I smacked it down the fairway.
Right.
Yeah.
Speedo.
Yeah. But don't you have memories, Keith, when we started the show last June and into July and August of us, like, before we did the show, we sat out on the grass and it was nice and it felt great. And I'm so glad that
we used to have a wrestle.
A little bit of a wrestle out there on the grass. You know how it goes.
Uh-huh. I got in trouble because I got grass stains on my jeans.
My mom yelled
at me.
She did yell at you.
She's like, are you wrestling with Jeff
again? Yeah, but then I came over with some bleach and I made amends.
That was weird.
Yeah, the bleach actually didn't help with the grass stains.
No.
But your mom likes to huff the fumes from the bleach.
Yeah, it helps her with her job as...
it helps her to relax.
Some sort of sex worker.
Does your mother still listen to the show or has she long since abandoned the show?
I don't know.
Oh, hopefully not.
I don't think she supports me creatively anymore. It's been a wash.
Was this show what ended her support for you? Because I know early in the show she listened.
No, I'm pretty sure she gave up on me years ago. I think she's been token support.
Okay.
That's horrible. She's so supportive.
She really is.
She does love the bleach, though.
She does love the bleach. Yeah. And it's actually not the bleach itself. It's the fumes that emanate from the bleach.
Yeah. It's better than glue.
This conversation has taken an interesting turn, but I think you were getting the point, audience. Jeff really, really, really likes it when the clocks change. And when we come in this week, next Sunday, Keith, the fun drive here at CITR will be in full effect, and the show next week will be all about the fun drive. We'll be trying to compel people to call in or go to the website, donate money to CITR to keep everything turned on, keep the switches on. Not that was happening earlier today, but in theory, the money will be put to good use.
In fact, if you happen to notice that there was no music playing on the station earlier, that's what your money's going to help deal with.
Yes. Well, it was actually, I think it was a meditation. I think the station recognizes you take 20 minutes in the morning, 20 minutes in the afternoon to meditate and just take a break, you know. But it's true. We'll get into that more next week, but that'll be fun next week when we encourage you to call in and try to make that happen. So knowing that next week we're going to be doing that and that the clocks will have changed that morning. And I looked at the forecast today, Keith, and I had heard it was going to snow today. I was skeptical. But now I look at the next 10 days and there's all through my iPhone weather feed, it's all snowflakes. So in my fantasy, between now and the next show, it's going to snow every day and be dreary and rainy and sleet and all of the things that... That do not deter male people from delivering the mail. All of those things are going to occur between now and next Sunday. And then we're going to come in and do the show, and the clocks will have changed. And in my mind, like, the clouds are going to part.
Yeah.
You and I are going to be in our Speedos wrestling again.
It'll be 20 degrees.
It will be amazing.
There will be beach people.
Yeah, there'll be lots of beach people. And even if my whimsy is amplified and over-exaggerated, it will still be moving at least in that direction.
Yeah. We only need a small amount. We only need one beach people.
Yeah.
And we'll be there.
And again, not to belabor this point, but just to get back to the Speedo thing, I feel like you and I are both, I think naturally you and I both have swimmers builds.
Uh-huh.
And I think
that's fair.
I think that you and I have veered too far into being a little bit bulky.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're getting back the swimmers builds.
Yeah.
So why not come in here in our Speedos,
yeah,
you know, just spritz it up and just do some
yeah.
do some innovative radio.
Yeah, that sounds good to me. I mean, I don't think there's any point in getting fit if you're not going to show it off.
You have to show it off.
Mm-hmm. And that's why we have a radio show.
Why not do it on the radio, for goodness sake? Folks, I hope you're enjoying the show so far. I'm, you know, we're doing something different. I feel good about it because I'm talking about something that matters to me deeply. You're listening to Now We're Talking on CITR 101.9. And Keith, next up on the list of songs that I want to play, songs that are sun-related, sun songs, is a Weezer song. And
yep.
We can talk about Weezer. Again, when I played some songs last week that have inspired me, I looked at the Blue Album. I knew I was going to choose from that. And
yep.
You and I both loved the Blue Album back in the day.
Yes, sir.
Still do. And I thought, what am I going to choose here? Because I like all of these songs. And I chose The World Has Turned and Left Me
mm-hmm.
Here. I love the title. I love the poetry of that title.
Yeah.
I'm not sure exactly, I can imagine, but I'm not sure exactly what he's expressing, but I like the image of that. And I don't know, I just like the sound of that song. So
a lot of good songs on that album.
Yeah, it's just, I was saying last week, it's just every song is good. It's
yeah,
when, all
killer. I mean, when you started talking about Weezer, I wasn't sure which way you were going. And
right.
I had like five or six things popped into my head that it could have
yeah,
been.
What would you have selected from that Blue
My name
album?
Is Jonas.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
Which is a similar feel, but
it's the first
track on that, and it always feels like you're moving somewhere new, that song. That song feels like road trip.
Yeah.
Or it feels like you're, and I really like that.
It's pretty anthemic and pretty
yeah.
glorious. And that's song like my The World Has Turned and Left Me Here, they both have those sweet acoustic
yeah,
textures with a picking little ditty in there
yeah.
combined with the heavy guitars. And when I think about that album, that's what I think about, is especially the tracks that combine, like the
yeah,
harmonica.
That's like the Weezer sound.
Yeah,
when
for
they
me,
were
that's,
at their best,
that's
yeah.
the classic Weezer sound.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we could talk a little bit about Weezer. I mean, they were a huge influence on me in terms of a modern band. I think they were like the first band for me. I was so obsessed with the Beatles in the 60s, and for me that was the heyday of awesome harmony music and also bands with a sense of humor. That when I first saw the video for Buddy Holly, which, you know, was an awesome video made by Spike Jones,
yep.
and there's obviously humor in it.
Yeah.
I kind of thought, oh, maybe there's a band that's around now that's fun and cool that I could really get into. And that's totally what happened with Weezer. And they followed up their first album with Pinkerton, which was quite a bit different. And I enjoyed the songs. And in retrospect, you know, it's a great album. But it didn't quite click for me in the way that the Blue Album did.
Yeah.
But that was okay. And then there was this weird hiatus period where it felt like, the party's over. That's too bad. Until they came back in 2000 after that hiatus with their third album, also called Weezer,
mm-hmm.
their second of multiple albums called Weezer. And, you know, there was a bunch of tracks on that album that I loved because it was kind of like hanging out with an old friend. But they also managed to kind of become relevant again in the mainstream by having a couple breakout hits.
Yeah.
One of them was Hashpipe, which was a big hit. And then the other one was Island in the Sun,
mm-hmm.
which is a great song.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Can I share a memory?
Please.
I just thought of that. I love Pinkerton is my favorite one because it's that thing where like it's not their perfect album.
Yeah.
Like, the Blue One's their best album
yeah.
by far.
Yeah.
But then Pinkerton like went a little bit in a weird direction.
Yeah.
And there's sort of a split among Weezer fans, I think, in relation to that.
There really has been an interesting history of the regard fans have for that album.
Yeah.
Because
yes.
a lot of people now look back and they love that album.
Mm-hmm. I just wanted to tell a little story because it just popped in my head. I'll be quick, but I used to try to sing in bands when I was a kid,
mm-hmm.
and I never really got anywhere. I think like a lot of us, you have fantasies and you practice with your friends and never really got anywhere. And so I picked up the guitar,
mm-hmm.
as you know. And the first time I ever jammed with a group of guys as a guitar player, we played Say It Ain't So by Weezer.
That's
and
a great
I felt
song.
Incredible because I never thought I would be able to do that. I thought my only way into being in a band was to sing.
Right.
And so to pick up an instrument and learn it and then be in a yeah. situation where you're playing with a band
yeah.
was really cool. And that's a Weezer memory. For
that
me.
Is a tasty song too. I mean, when I think about
yeah.
the most popular songs from that album, Buddy Holly, Far and Away, because that was a huge hit. And
the sweater song, perhaps?
And the sweater song. Those are the two I think of as like the you know, the huge pop, hugely popular songs.
Yeah.
But then, yeah, Say It Ain't So. I mean, they, in my mind, that could have just been the song that that band Weezer did, and it would be timeless.
Yeah.
Yeah, really satisfying song to play with the heavy power chording. And yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that little...
Yeah, and that's the little super fun. Lots of green. That's not quite how it goes.
That's
how
right.
I play it, though. Anyway, Island in the Sun. It's a really great song. I remember they released a video initially for this song, and it was like the concept for the video was it was like a Mexican wedding in Los Angeles, and they were kind of just awkwardly playing on the lawn or something, and. This comes back to what I was saying about Buddy Holly. It shows the opportunity for the video not to just, you know, do a serviceable job of creating a promotional video for the song, but to elevate it. And that video, it just, I don't know, it was okay. It had merit, but it didn't really help the song. And then they redid it, which is rare. They released a second video, and this was Spike Jonze again. They're like, oh, we should get Spike Jonze again. And it was basically a very simple concept. It was just three of them at the time, because they were without a bass player, I think, at the time. Three of them just like walking around a nature reserve somewhere
playing
in California.
Playing with animals, right?
Just playing with animals. Yeah. And then the best part was when they, the slow motion shots of them throwing a monkey in the air. And I thought, this is amazing. Like, this is the genius of Spike Jonze.
That was a great video.
Is that it's not a high concept video, but it's really entertaining to watch, and it's a great song, and it's called Island in the Sun, as I say, by Weezer.
On an island in the sun.
Yes, that's Island in the Sun. That's a Weezer song. And basically, that's a lazy word. I don't need to say that. Definitely what the show is about this week is the sun, man. The sun is returning. I also think what I like about it is it reminds me that we're a rock floating in space. It's very easy to go through your life with your whatever, the things you're worried about, the things you're happy about, your routines, and to forget that indeed we're on a rock floating in space. And when these events happen that remind me of the solar system, you know, it makes me think about that too, in a good way. Hopefully not in a terrified way.
In a perspective way.
Yeah, it offers some perspective.
Mm-hmm. Which is easy to lose.
Easy to lose, but easy to gain if you listen to Now We're Talking on CITR 101.9.
Yeah, we're all perspective.
Not all of the time, but every once in a while there'll be a little nugget.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't always know when those nuggets are. We don't even identify them when they're happening, but sometimes after the fact, we vaguely think we remember such a thing happening.
Yep. It's like when like your toilet doesn't work properly.
I'm just laughing because I was thinking about the episodes we did in February.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you know, what was working, what wasn't working as well. And we talked a lot about the toilet issues you were having at your place, and I think that was working, but at one point it got a little bit too protracted, and I blame myself for that, but it makes me laugh now that you've just mentioned a toilet.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like a throwback to that toilet conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But yes, you're listening to CITR. I'm going to keep telling you that because maybe you don't know what you're doing or why you're doing it. That's what's happening. We're talking about the sun. We're playing some songs. Most of them contain the word sun in the title. I'm just looking at the list, and all of them but one contain the word sun in the title. And I'm just thinking about that that event that's going to happen. Keith, every year I feel like I'm the first in my tribe to, I literally live, by the way, in a tribe. And that's not just some sort of sociological term that I'm using.
Them.
Yeah, it's literally a tribe.
They're off-putting.
It's a bunch of dwellers.
Yeah.
And that's what we do. But anyway, what was my point with that? I wonder
where
that was
going. You're the first of your tribe.
Yes, I'm the first in my tribe usually to recognize that the clocks are going to change imminently within a few weeks. And I always am telling people this, and they're like, oh, that's happening?
Yeah.
When do you usually realize that it's going to happen?
When
year?
You tell me.
When I tell you.
Yeah.
And that's kind of settled into a routine now, eh?
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah. Over the years, has it, I think for a lot of people, when they become aware of it is when they realize it's going to affect waking up on Monday morning when they go to their office job. That doesn't apply to you.
No.
So over the years, can you remember how it's affected you or whether you've been indifferent towards it or noticed it or what is your take on it?
I have one memory, which I think is a compilation of the most common thing that happens to me, which is I'm up late watching some sort of horror movie on TV.
Right.
Which is, I haven't done in years, but
sure.
It happened a lot in my youth. And I get confused by the fact that it says like the same time twice
right,
on the TV.
Right.
I'm like, well, how could
because
this?
Because it usually happens probably 1 or 2 in the morning, and that's prime time for watching a late night horror movie.
So it's like, I'm like, I don't remember, this movie, you know, Sorority House Massacre 2 being 3 hours long.
Right.
And then I'm like, oh, yeah, daylight
savings.
So it's
looking at that sort of TV PVR listings thing.
Yeah, yeah.
And it being unnaturally long.
Yeah, or even the TV guide. I remember like looking into like the TV guide.
Yeah, it's weird how
seeing that the thing was different.
Yeah, it's weird how computers or timetables try to accommodate for this. I think actually that's what it was. I went into my iCal on my phone to enter. At first, I just had the date that it was on, but now that it's getting close, I literally wanted to be like 1 a.m. That's what, and when I went to do it, it was like 2 a.m. I'm like, no, 1 a.m. It's like 2 a.m. because it's automatically
skipping it,
is detecting it and it is aware of it.
Yeah,
and I thought, you know what? I'll just know it's on that day.
That's right.
It'll be just fine.
Well, that's the other thing. No one's even going to notice in the future because everything, you know, there was a time when I had to go around my house, as we all did, and change all the times.
Yeah.
Now it's like most of the things change themselves.
Yeah. I was thinking that in my apartment, I have a microwave, which is not I don't know if they have smart microwaves, but this one is not plugged into the internet. And I was thinking about that. I was like, oh, this, if there was any doubt in my mind as to what had happened overnight, that would be the way that I would confirm that something was amiss.
Right.
But when everything's plugged into the net and it's just going to do it on its own, you don't get to have that experience of actively changing it.
Yeah. The microwave, I think it's the only one I still have to do, yeah.
You just made me feel nostalgic about getting that chance to change it. Like, oh, yes. As opposed to in the fall where it falls, we're going to spring ahead.
Yeah.
Instead of falling back, it feels like such a defeat to be like, ugh,
mm-hmm.
got to change the
microwave. That's the double edge of the of the daylight saving sword.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, you know what? Actually, this is kind of unrelated to the show, the theme of the show, but we're talking here about microwaves, and that gets me thinking about fax machines. And just because I remember microwaves first came out, probably like the 80s, same era as the fax machine. And the microwave is still seems to still be relevant for people. The fax machine, less so. But I was going through my iTunes archives, finding some songs for the show and doing some stuff. And I came across this ditty. I think I recorded this at some point in the fall and just never played it on the show. And I don't even really know what to make of it. I think I was probably on some experimental drugs or maybe some peyote or something.
Probably because, that heroin.
Yeah, that heroin that we were talking about. Yeah. So this is called Fireside Chat, and I thought I'd just share it with you. Welcome to Fireside Chat. I'm your host, Jeff Bryant. Today we're talking about love in the 1990s and how improbable that was for so many. It was a different time. Life just wasn't as easy as it is today, you have to understand. Yes, there were fax machines, but not everybody had one.
So I don't know. I don't know exactly what that was. I remember when we first started the show, we'd maybe create some of these little clips. We haven't done that in a while.
And I thought, wow, I don't know where that came from, but it deserves to be shared with the people.
Yeah.
I think it's a good point, though, Keith. Not everybody did have one.
No, they didn't.
I was talking about, it's interesting, I was talking about love in the 90s, though, not the 80s. Mm-hmm. It's almost like there was a slow burn before, I don't know, people were prepared to fall in love after learning of the existence of fax machines or something.
Yeah, that sounds right.
I think that's the best I can do to explain whatever that was. Yeah, well, it's Now We're Talking at CITR 101.9 FM. I don't know if you just tuned in, so I'm telling you what you're listening to, just in case. And for everybody else, I'm now bordering on just annoying you with redundant information. But it's a radio show,
Keith. I don't know if it's redundant. I think it's a facsimile of love that happened in the 90s.
Okay.
I think that you were getting at something. You're trying to be coy.
Yeah.
But it was a strange time.
It was a strange time. Was it a strange time?
No, it
was not. No, it wasn't. It was the opposite of strange.
The only thing strange about it was the fax machine.
You know, it's interesting. I'm just talking about identifying the station and the show. And we do a radio show, which is also a podcast. We've talked about this before. I think most of our listeners probably are listening to the podcast. That's what people do. They listen on their phone or on their computer while they're working, whatever. Rarely do people actually necessarily listen on the radio. But I was thinking about like, oh, I guess if I was really committed to it being a radio show in like the old school sense, I'd probably be telling people what time it is too. You know what I mean? I'd be like, okay, but just so you know, it's 6:39 and it's 5 degrees outside.
Maybe.
But is it for a podcast listener? What do they care about what time it was?
I think maybe the radio time thing is only for people who are on for a long period of time. That's my guess.
Yeah.
Oh, unless you're just specifically doing the weather or something. But if you're just like hosting a show for an hour, do you really need to tell people what time it is?
Maybe not. Maybe the top maybe of the hour.
Yeah, top and the
maybe
half.
The half or something. So the half, by the way, was 10 minutes ago.
Yeah, so the point is we're really screwing that up.
Yeah. It just never occurred to me to do that. And I think it's because I realize when we're talking, I'm like thinking about who's listening and realizing for so many people, it is the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
It would be interesting. It would be cool to have people that were listening to the show exclusively on the radio and they just reject technology.
Mm-hmm.
Well, obviously, they can't reject technology outright because they're listening to the radio, but more sophisticated technology like podcasts. And like, no, I refuse to do that. I'm a radio purist.
That would be great. Yeah. I think there are radio purists.
Are there?
Yeah.
We've had some of them call in, actually.
Yeah, I don't know if it would apply to our show necessarily, but there's definitely some people who like to listen to certain things on the radio.
That's true.
But it's funny. There's a couple of shows I like to listen on the radio that I now just listen to on podcasts. So once it becomes, just like the PVR we were talking about before, just once it becomes convenient to do it whenever you want, it doesn't matter how much of a purist you are, you're going to sort of...
Is that what you did? There were some shows that you used to listen to live on the radio that now you just listen to after the fact?
Yeah.
Like CBC shows? Or?
Yeah, there's I just lost the name of it. It doesn't matter, I guess, plugging their show, but it's the one about advertising on CBC.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I've heard that one. I just get that on podcast.
So when did you listen to it on the radio?
When I was coming back from hockey.
Oh, okay, so it would be on it around that time.
Yeah.
And you realized you liked it.
Well, what happened was hockey wouldn't take me half an hour. The show's about a half an hour, and so I'd have to end up sitting in my car or leaving like the car on. And I had to like make that choice. I was like, do I go back inside and find it on the computer? No, I probably have work to do. So I just like went, no, I'll just download it.
And that was the breakthrough that you found it somewhere like on iTunes.
Yeah.
You downloaded it into your podcast
I just followed
thing.
The podcast, yeah.
Good Good for you, Keith.
Yeah, man.
Good for you, embracing technology. Mm-hmm.
And I got my new fax machine.
And you got your new fax machine all plugged in.
Yeah.
But you actually do have a fax machine, don't you? I've seen one sitting around. Or did we get rid of it when we did the purge?
Yeah, we purged it.
We did the purge of 2016.
Yeah. And our purge, just for the record, if for those of you out there who hear the word purge and think of that horror movie, our purge was better than that purge.
It was way better than that purge. Yeah. It was even better than that purge of that time that 13-year-old bulimic girl was evacuating her stomach.
Yeah.
It was better than that
way
as
better.
Well.
Yeah,
way
it didn't
better.
Scar anyone emotionally at all.
No, or the esophagus.
No.
Or stain her teeth.
No.
Or rot them.
Nah. Or make us smell.
Interesting. Interesting. I'm just thinking about that purge that we did. I think it was April of last
year
or
spring,
thereabouts.
Spring last
and,
year.
You know, I had been in a really tough place in the winter, and I think I got really excited about feeling useful and productive.
Yeah.
And we had a really good session. And I think at the time I was like, you don't understand how good this is making me feel. And now here we are all this time later, and I can now definitively say that that was one of the highlights of my year.
That was crazy. Everyone needs a Jeffy like that.
Everybody I would love to be that
everybody
Jeffy.
Needs a Jeffy who shows up and is like, let's tear this place apart.
That's my approach. Well, I'm just remembering that right now. I remember you had some stuff in your apartment. You were getting a little bit overwhelmed, and we just kind of broke it down and made it happen and got rid of a bunch of stuff. And once we got
so
going,
much.
You got into it, and Nancy got into it, and I felt so excited. I think, again, it was that time of the year. It was in March or April where days were getting longer, and I was just feeling so jazzed. And I think my experience of that led me to go see my friend Chantel in around that time in April last year to do the same thing for her. I was
right.
like kind of getting addicted to that feeling of being useful.
Yeah.
And then fast forward to just in January here a couple months ago, and I was back visiting her again, and it had started with that trip. So yeah, I remember at the time I was thinking, man, maybe this is what I'll do with my life.
I was going to say. Like,
I would actually love that. I didn't figure out how to do it, but I think what it is for me is there's times in my life where I feel so... I'm just lacking power, lacking feeling useful, and just so stuck that the idea that there's a problem that can be solved is so appealing to my mind. Just like, okay, I'll put everything in front of me and I'll systematically remove the problems and add the goodness. And then I see how it makes not just me feel, but I remember Nancy came home when you and I had been working on this for a few hours, getting rid of stuff and maybe cleaning some stuff, just organizing. And she came in and she just like instantly grabbed like some spray and a rag and was just like cleaning in like weird places that hadn't been cleaned in so long because I think it was like infectious.
Yeah, it really was.
Yeah, that was a cool experience.
You were also a really good help in the bedroom when I had those marital problems.
Whoa.
Oh no, is that, can we not talk about that on the radio?
Well, I thought that you were actually going to talk about helping get rid of some of your VHS cassettes in the bedroom. And I was making a joke. Whoa, don't mention the bedroom. But you literally.
No, I actually was.
We're making the
first
joke.
First of all, I'm still angry at you and my wife for making me throw out those VHSs.
Are you?
Yeah.
What, because you want to watch them again?
No.
Oh, okay. I remember when
not
we took,
for a good reason.
I remember when we took those VHS cassettes to the Salvation Army that I think I asked them, so what do you sell these for? Like a quarter? They're like, we can't sell them. We can't sell them. We literally have to take them from here to the recycling depot.
They get money
and
for
that's when I realized it was credible for us to finally get rid of
them. That's when I felt so sad.
You did feel sad.
That was a tough one for me. Letting go
that
of
was
that.
Pretty impressive, man. And I have to say that I think if it's true that I contributed to the improvement of the sexual congress that you have with your wife in the bedroom, I think it probably began with the removal of those tapes.
Probably. It did leave some space in our room to try some things.
Some physical
space. But you're
good at that.
You're good at seeing the whole thing. And
the angles.
Being like, you were like, Keith, that's too busy and you don't need to add this extra part.
Yeah.
Just streamline the whole process.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I really did.
Yeah,
I really
did. You could do it for a living if you wanted to. But a lot of people don't like, how do you say it? People watching them when they have sex.
Right. Yeah. Is that how you say it?
Yeah. I think that's how people would understand
no
it.
No innuendo, eh? Just straight to the gist. Well, folks, we're playing songs this week that conjure up the image of the sun because, of course, in just a matter of a few days, specifically, I'm going to say it's Saturday night, but technically it's early Sunday morning.
Yeah.
So just less than a week from now, the clocks are going to change and good things are going to happen. And when we come in for the show next week, you know, one of the good things that's going to happen is when we leave the studio, Keith, it's going to still be light out.
Yeah.
And that is a beautiful thing. And so I thought, why not play a beautiful song about the warmth of the sun? Here it is, The Warmth of the Sun by the Beach Boys.
What good is beauty?
Yes, yeah, Sunshine, Lollipops, and Rainbows. We played The Warmth of the Sun before that, which is a beautiful Beach Boys song. Last week I played Don't Worry Baby, and this was perfect. This is also beautiful, ties in with our theme, and I thought, we like Sunshine, we like Lollipops, and we also like Rainbows.
I love Rainbows.
So why not play Sunshine, Lollipops, and Rainbows in one song? It's efficient that way. Keith, we only have so much time in the show, so we do need to move along. But if you're just tuning in, for the final time I'll say it, you've been listening to CITR 101.9. Hopefully you continue to do so. Gareth is hosting his show at 7 o'clock. It's called More Than Human. But this is Now We're Talking. Now We're Talking, Now We're Playing Some Music. That's 3 weeks in a row, Gareth, that we violated our mandate, and it seems to be a permanent format change. We're not sure. We just like throwing to music because it makes us feel like real DJs. Now, Keith, earlier today when I texted you, I was saying, what are some sun songs? I think you suggested The Warmth of the Sun, you suggested Blister in the Sun, and I think you suggested Good Day Sunshine. We went for Here Comes the Sun.
Mm-hmm.
And another one that you suggested was, I think it was Some Sunny Day or something like that.
Yeah, there's a Van Morrison song.
And
I thought, is he
talking about that classic World War II song that I think is actually called We'll Meet Again? And I didn't know, but I was like, Keith, like, what a cool variety. And then I looked that song up. I'm like, I love that song, actually. But, you know, I looked up this song, and you weren't. You were talking about something else entirely.
Yeah.
But it was a happy accident because I listened to it, and I thought, oh, this is cool. Like, this is something totally different. We don't play a lot of songs from 1939.
No.
And I was looking this up, and the woman that sang it, her name is Vera Lynn, or that was her stage name. And interestingly enough, I saw her age, which is 99, and I thought, well, when is her birthday? And it's just in a couple weeks, she's turning 100 years old. So I thought that was kind of sweet. This is a beautiful song that was a really iconic song during World War II, a British song. And you know, happy birthday in advance to this woman who you'll hear her now singing like an angel in her 20s, singing about some sunny day.
Don't know when, but I know we'll meet again some sunny day. Keep smiling through, just like you always do, till the blue skies drive the dark clouds far away. So will you please say hello to the folks that I know? Tell them I won't be long. They'll be happy to know that as you saw me go, I was singing this song. We'll meet again. Don't know when, but I know we'll meet again some sunny day.
Yes, it's a classic World War II era song. we'll meet again, and we'll meet again on some sunny day, which is going to be next week, next Sunday, when the clocks have changed and the sunny days will be coming fast and furiously. And I look forward to that, Keith. Thanks for joining me again this week. You've been listening to Now We're Talking, and we'll see you next week for the Fun Drive.